you very much, brother. Second question. Two related questions, so I'll read both of them, inshallah. Many brothers and sisters are very passionate about certain issues. What are the real issues to be passionate about? And how are we to use this passion in a good way? And how do we control ourselves if we become too passionate? And another similar question. Some of the brothers and sisters have sought some knowledge. However, they do not know how to enjoin right and forbid wrong. What are the principles of enjoining right and forbidding wrong?
And keep it short, brothers. You know? La ilaha illallah. You see, that's two big questions. You didn't even give me one at a time. And Sheikh Yaqub is refusing now to answer any questions. I don't know what I said. What were those again, brother? Allah. And I said, Sheikh Yaqub, I know he wants to say something now, so that's good. I think this is... brothers and sisters, okay, the important issues. The important issues, without any doubt, are first of all, is Tawheed. There is no issue that is more important than Tawheed. This is why Allah sent prophets. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran, وَلَكَدْ بَأَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَن نَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّغُوتِ. We did not send a messenger to his people except that he called the people to worship Allah and to abandon the false gods. So there is no subject that is more important than Tawheed. After that, we would recommend the Muslims with what the Prophet ﷺ already said, cling to my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the Khulafa ar-Rashideen and beware of the innovated matters, the Bid'ah. I found that most brothers and sisters, many people do not know what is Bid'ah. They don't know what is innovation. They are very confused. Some people tell them there's Bid'ah Hasana. Some people tell them that they confuse them totally about Bid'ah. They say, well, the Prophet didn't fly in an aeroplane and he didn't drive in a car and he didn't have a radio. Oh, is that Bid'ah, you see? Is it Bid'ah now to do that? And people get very confused about this issue. But brothers, it's something the Prophet condemned so strongly and warned us about so severely. You heard what I said already. So most people don't even understand this. What is Sunnah? What is Bid'ah? And another issue we're very confused about. What is Wala and Bara? Maybe not here, but in many places I found people are confused about how the Muslim should be with each other and how we should treat the people who are not Muslim. People are very confused about that. They don't understand the concept of allegiance and being distant. If I say there were three fundamental things we have to ingrain within ourselves and understand it thoroughly, it is Tawheed and Shirk, Sunnah and Bidah, Wala and Bara. And until we have comprehended those three matters, we should not really be delving into anything else. You know? And there are issues, therefore, that are small issues. Relatively to that, how do we hold our hands when we pray? So many issues. A classic one is, how many rak'ah are there for the qiyam of Ramadan? For the qiyam al-layl? For the Taraweeh, how many? Is it 8? Is it 12? Is it 24? Is it 36? And people make this such a big issue that don't even talk to each other, they won't even pray in each other's mosques and stuff like that. So these issues, many of them, they're things that the scholars differed about. And when I say the scholars, I mean the imams of Sunnah, they differed about it. And until today, the scholars differed about it. But there are some things the imams of the past, and what I mean, I'm talking about essentially the four imams, there are things that they didn't really differ about at all. But many of us are ignorant of those fundamentals. So we have to start with the foundations. That's what is the most important issues. And if someone comes along to you and says, brother, don't talk about Tawheed, don't talk about Aqidah, you're making fitna, then this brother, he's the one making fitna. He is the one making fitna. If he says, oh, don't talk about Sunnah and Bid'ah, don't talk about innovations, that's fitna. No, he's the one making fitna. He is the one making fitna. If he says, don't talk about Wala and Bara, that's making fitna. No, he's the one making fitna. She's the one making fitna. Because the greatest fitna is to take people away from what is most important in this deen. So brothers and sisters, remember what I said about building a house on the sand? We all want unity between the Muslims. But any unity that is superficial, that is not based on the firm foundations will be that, exactly that, a superficial unity. And the moment some problems come along, the moment some differences come along, you will see it. Okay? About being passionate, brothers and sisters, yes, I could give lots of advice about passion and where you should direct your passion. And in fact, that reminds me of a piece of advice I want to give every Nazarene issue. See, I'm going into issues now that I said I wasn't going to, but I'm going to do it. Because I want to give nasiha to every brother and sister based upon not my opinion, what the ulama said. Many scholars who have been asked again and again, they have been asked about the issue of Muslims, men and women, going to the universities of the kuffar, where there is mixing between the sexes, where the men and women, they mix and they intermingle. And especially in the universities of the unbelievers, where there is much open sin and much invitation to fahisha and munkar, to open lewdness and evil deeds. Then the scholars were asked, is it permissible for the Muslims to attend these institutions? And the scholars have said, it is haram. It is forbidden due to the evils that take place. However, if there is some compelling need for a Muslim to go to such a place in order to acquire some piece of knowledge they couldn't get from a good institution in a Muslim land, or for some real need or benefit, then they laid conditions for that. They said there are conditions, and the number one condition is that person should have a very good understanding of their deen, so when they encounter all the shubaha, the doubts and the misconceptions, they will not be confused by them. In fact, they will be able to respond to them and give dawah to Islam. That's the first condition. That's the level of knowledge you have to have of your deen, number one. Number two condition is you have to be married. That is the condition. I have not heard a scholar who I respect as a scholar, except that they agreed that the people, the brothers and sisters who go to these universities, they must be married in order to guard themselves against the fitna that exists and the invitation to fahisha and munkar that exists. But I see the brothers, and maybe more the sisters, I don't know, it depends where I go. Sometimes the brothers are running for it and the sisters want it. And some places the brothers want it and the sisters are running from it. And everyone's got excuses about my parents, this and that. But the reality is, this is the deen. There is no obedience to the creation in disobedience to Allah. If your parents say don't pray, you don't obey them. If your parents say don't fast, you don't obey them. Think you know better than Allah. Don't think you know better than His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think you know better than those people who have spent their lives studying what Allah and His Messenger said and came to these conclusions based upon their deep knowledge. That is a very dangerous path to go down. And I have seen it with my eyes, brothers and sisters, what has happened. I've seen it in England. The problems and the evil. And I have to especially advise the sisters. I advise you from my experience and my knowledge. And I don't wish for you what I have seen happen to sisters in England. I know sisters in England, qualified, very well qualified. And these sisters, there's nothing wrong with them. They wear hijab, they have deen, mashallah, they're qualified. But you know what the problem is? There's not that many brothers interested in marrying a 26, 27 year old sister who's got this degree and got this qualification and so on and so forth. That's the problem. It's a big problem. The brothers are getting married, but not to those sisters, and these sisters are finding it very, very hard to get married. Their parents drove them to be a career woman. Why? Tell me, sisters, what do you want to come and study? Science, pharmaceuticals, biology, and all the rest of it. You study all those years and you get married, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go home, cook the food, look after the kids. That's what's going to happen. And when it comes to teaching them some Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that's what we can manage. We could manage Surah Al-Ikhlas. We can manage maybe a few surahs. Wallah, imagine you spent all of that energy and all of that time that you studied these subjects, and you know, brothers and sisters, when you come to these universities, 90% of what you study, you will never use again in your entire life. True or not? True. Wallah, true. Can you imagine? How are you going to answer to Allah on the Day of Judgment? Didn't Allah swear, wal asr, by time, innal insana lafi khusr? You know, there's one commodity, brothers and sisters, you never, ever, ever can buy it back. You can't get more of it, and that's time. And 80, 90% of your time, you're wasting it in some piece of knowledge that you will never, ever use again in your life. And your deen, what do you know about the deen? We fit it in a little bit here, we fit it in a little bit there. And then we talk about Palestine, we talk about the Muslims and what a sad situation we are in. As if what, brothers? As if getting qualified and getting degrees is going to revive this ummah and make us strong? And give us victory? No. And do not misunderstand me. I am not saying that getting degrees is wrong. I am not saying that at all. I am not saying getting knowledge of what they call it secular sciences is wrong. Not at all. I am not saying that. That is not my intention. We do need those things. Of course we do. But what are our priorities? How are we really thinking? Even when we seek these bits of knowledge, what is stopping us getting married? Why? Brothers, we need a real, and sisters, we need a revolution in our thinking here. You know? And not actually a revolution, we have to start thinking properly, like Muslims. So this is my sincere advice to the brothers and sisters. You know, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And don't nullify your deeds. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and don't nullify your deeds. Don't make your deeds useless by disobeying Allah and His Messenger. Sheikh, you must have something.